Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
worshipers in the house tonight.
There's a something.
I don't know about you, but I know
about that name.
Some of you call him Master.
Master.
Savior.
Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, can you just give him a hug tonight?
The fragrance after
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is something above the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace. Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah be unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, O God. And we glorify your name. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your kindness, O God. Thank you, God, our Sovereign God, our Abba Father, we bless your name. We thank you for this breath that we breathe that is ours. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Lord, this morning we come to the throne of grace and ask you for mercy. Father, have mercy upon us. Your mercies on you every morning. Forgive us of all the things that we have done in thought, in word, in deed, that does not bring gratification and glory to your name, O God. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. We pray for mercy, new mercy, new mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Teach us how to walk in your ways, to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children and our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. O Father God, we took this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the network, in the blood of Jesus. We took our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We took our homes, our environments, in the blood of Jesus. Wherever we are, we took in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's girded truth, O God. We put the full armor on ourselves, on our children, on our grandchildren, on our nieces, on our nephews, in the name of Jesus, the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. For Almighty God, we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to minister to us and to do your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we need the ministry of the holy angels, O God, to guide and protect us, O God, to do your bidding in our lives. Lord, this morning we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, O God. But Lord, we pray for fresh oil this morning in the name of Jesus. Anoint us, O God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the oil, let us be soaked in your oil, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing empower us, O God, to do what is right in your sight, to do our divine assignments. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, O God, just like you anointed the disciples, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the anointing to rest upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. Even when we're not faithful, you are faithful. And so, Almighty God, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let your goodness, let your mercy, oh, follow us all the days of our lives, oh God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. 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 Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Oh, hallelujah. All that we needed by amen provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us, O God. You're faithful even when we're not faithful. You are faithful. You're kind. You're loving. Hallelujah. You are faithful. We thank you for salvation, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, we soak in your presence, O God. In your presence, there is fullness of joy, O God. Overflowing joy, unspeakable joy, O God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just bless your name. We praise you every second of our lives. We lift up praises and thanksgiving to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, dear God, you are my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, oh God, all of you and none of me, oh God. Let your word come forth in your power, in your anointing, Jesus Christ, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Holy Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let the word touch our hearts, oh God. Let the word bring transformation. Let the word, your word, bring us closer to you. Let the word inspire us, encourage us. Let your word chastise us and bless us. Father, we thank you. Open our ears to receive what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. This whole week, I'm going to do a recap. We've been talking about joy, unspeakable joy, overflowing joy. And one of the things about joy comes from knowing Christ. Hallelujah. Not the joy of the world, but the joy of knowing Christ, the joy of trusting him, the joy of being close and intimate with him, the joy. So regardless of the issues and the problems in our lives, we have that unspeakable joy that comes from Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, you can have joy. You can have joy from the world, but that joy will be temporary. For the joy of Almighty God is eternal. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, release, hallelujah, your tangible joy. Hallelujah. Activate the spirit of joy, your joy, in each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in your joy today. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we went over, we talked about the prophecy of joy. And we went over the revelation of joy. And prophecy of joy when you have a prophetic word. Hallelujah. And you know this word makes you joyful. Hallelujah. The revelation of joy. Hallelujah. Being with the right person. Hallelujah. Having that understanding and the revelation that God will reveal to you exactly what he told you. Hallelujah. And he gives you like Elizabeth and Mary. Hallelujah. Your right partnership to help you in your walk with Christ. Hallelujah. Someone who already knows Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, that the Lord will release a coaches unto you to help you on your way to your divine purpose and your divine destiny. So today we're talking the willing to receive joy. Luke 1:46-57. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit have rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. That means Mary, Jesus' mother, stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months and returned to her own house after that. Mary's spirit rejoiced in God, her Savior. In her humbleness, she was willing to receive this message, knowing that she had been chosen by God, willing to receive joy. Hallelujah. You see, joy comes from the Lord. But are we willing to receive joy? Joy is not just just your emotions. You have to receive the spirit of joy. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Like when you wake up in the morning, hallelujah, you want to receive that the spirit of joy, the Holy Spirit of joy, the joy of the Lord. That's what strengthens you. That's what takes you from glory to glory. That's what you see sometimes. You see people so excited because they're willing to receive that joy. And there's some that they're not willing to receive it. They're cantankerous. I don't care what you do. They cannot receive it because why? They want the world joy. They want to do it their way. Willing to receive joy. Willing to receive joy. Are you willing to receive joy? And when you're willing to receive joy, you will go through trials and you will go through tribulations, but you will still have that joy. Unspeakable joy within you. That's, you see, Mary, my soul magnify the Lord. I receive your joy. I receive your blessings. I receive an overflow of your joy. I do not reject your joy. Do not reject the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord when he comes, because this is the time that Mary is called, hallelujah, by Almighty God. And she received the word that the angel spoke to her. Hallelujah. sometimes in your calling, yes, you have to be willing to receive it. And the devil will try to come and mess with you so you cannot walk in the joy of the Lord, because he wants you to be sad. He wants you to be gloomy. He wants you to think of a suicide. He wants you to think that what the doctor just said is the final thing. He wants you to be despondent. Hallelujah. When you're willing to receive the joy of the Lord, you're willing to be obedient and do what he's asked you to do. Hallelujah. Why? Because you trust him. How can you not trust God and trust humans? Now, we let each other down, and most importantly, we let Almighty God down. This brings me back. Hallelujah. To the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son, hallelujah. If many of you can remember that story, and it brings back to my mind when we look at the story of the prodigal son in the book of Luke. Hallelujah. Let me make sure I have it right. It's the book of Luke 15:11-32. When one son, hallelujah, decided to go to ask his father for his wealth, and he went away. In Luke 15:11-32, when you have time, take time and read it. All his wealth, his father gave it to him, and he spent all his wealth. And then hard time came. He was struggling in a country. Even the food of the pigs, as the Bible said, the pigs. He even was so hungry, he had spent all his money. They didn't even give him the food of the pigs. And he came to his senses. In verse 17, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. When you come to your senses, that means you have humbled yourself. Hallelujah. Look, I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what has happened in my life. I don't care. So what if I made mistakes? As a matter of fact, only God is your judge, your righteous judge. I'm not going to stay in this position. I'm not going to stay like this. That's humility. And this is the pretty old son talking. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, hey, look, I messed up. I made a mistake. I have sinned against heaven and against his essence. He humbled himself. Look, I can stay in this position because of pride. Because everybody, I can stay in this position because I made a mistake. No. I'm going to my father. And he rehearsed what he said, and he would say, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your servants, Lord, because I messed up. You don't have to put me right next to you. I'm ready so I can be a higher servant, but I'm not going to stay where I am. So that he got up and he went to his father. But guess what? When the father saw his son coming, hallelujah, the father was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him first, and kissed him. The son said, hey, Father, I've sinned against you, heaven, and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, quick, bring the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let it have and celebrate. But this son of mine was willing and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. You see, this father was willing to receive his son. Hallelujah. Willing to receive joy. Willing. He was joyous. He was happy. Hallelujah. willing to receive his son. Hallelujah. You see, there's a difference between the world and us. God is willing to receive us. God is so happy. The Bible tells us that the angels in heaven are rejoicing when one soul is saved. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He's willing. Hallelujah. But are we willing to come in humility? Are we willing to say, Lord, I've sinned. I'm falling short of your glory. Are we willing like the prodigal son, or do we have pride? Because only through our willingness, humility, that we can receive that joy that God wants to give us. You see, God gave us his joy, his unspeakable joy. Do you realize that God gave us his joy? How many of you parents, right, your mothers, we go through pain and labor having that baby, and as soon that baby comes, oh, my God, I don't know about you, but I have three kids, and so every one of them, each one came out, I was so elated. I was so happy. I forgot about the pains and different things. I really, and truly, we do forget. And you just want to see that baby and hold that baby. You're so excited to be a parent. This is how God is so excited. Hallelujah. Willing to receive joy. God gave us his only begotten son. Hallelujah. His joy. His only, but God so loved the world that he gave us, willingly give us his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Why? Forgive you beauty for ashes. Forgive you a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. To pour upon you the joy of gladness. To turn your mourning, weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning, the unspeakable joy. Who is that joy? His name is Jesus. Eternal joy, Jesus. Regardless of what situation you're going through, you can call on the name of Jesus. He is your peace. He is your joy. Your hope is in him. That joy he tore at Adam and Eve, the seed of the woman were crushed, the head of the serpent. Yes, Adam and Eve were sad when they had messed up in the Garden of Eden, but God gave a prophecy of joy that would come. And then the prophecy did come to pass when Jesus came. Hallelujah. And he made that ultimate sacrifice to give us his joy. Hallelujah. To rejoice with him. Again, I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. It's morning time. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Do not let anyone take away the joy that the Lord has given you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Joy, 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 joy. There's a song we sang as kids. I have a joy, joy, joy. Thou in my heart. I know the devil doesn't like it, but it's joy in my heart. You see, with joy, there is hope, there is peace. That surpasses of all understanding. My brothers and sisters, do not look left or do not look right. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah, so you can be completely filled and overflowing of his joy, that his joy will strengthen you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you're going through things in life, when you, Lord, your joy is my strength, I receive your joy. Hallelujah, joy heals the wounds of your heart. Joy heals you physically, spiritually, emotionally. His joy, not the world joy, but his joy. Hallelujah. It's eternal. Hallelujah. is eternal, is unspeakable. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Oh, on joy, we are willing to receive your joy. We are willing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not the joy of the world, but your joy. Hallelujah. Your word, oh Lord, make me to know the path of life you fill me. Make us to know the path of life you fill us with. Joy in your presence, pleasures at your right hand. We enjoy your joy, your eternal joy. Jesus Christ, at peace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your joy. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, lift up your hands unto the Lord with openness. Open your hands. Lift them up. You don't have to put it up. Just lift it up to the Lord. Say, Lord, I receive your eternal joy. Thank you for your joy. Psalm 16:11. Thank you for your joy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your eternal joy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in James 1:2-3, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Hallelujah. So when you're going through things, just remember, there's something that's coming out, pure joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into the temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to leave with this word this morning. Psalm 34:5. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Remember, read Psalm 34:4-5 and receive that word from God. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.